Vas mane vas.
They're saying your bhuta naam avas. Avas, a means samyak, vas means a place to stay. So a good place to live is avas. Where a person can live nicely, it's called avas. Or nivas. So Sri Krishna is the avas of all the bhutas. Bhut means here means Panch Mahabhut, the five elements. Bhut means a thing, and Maha means a very large stock. The Supreme Lord has made these five elements in a very large stock. A huge, unlimited, almost sky. After that, Vayu, the air. Then Jal, water. Then earth. And these are called Panch Mahabhut, five material elements. And because of these five material elements, everyone's bodies are made. These houses are made, cars are made, airplanes are made, whatever is made out of these five material elements. There is a very large stock of these five elements, that's why it's called Mahabhut, Panch Mahabhut. There is a question arises that all these five bhutas, sky, water, air, etc., where are they? These are all inside Krishna. Krishna is the avas, a living place for all these five material elements. Just like we are inside this house, in the same way the five material elements are inside the Supreme Lord. So how is this possible? Because Sri Krishna Bhutaya, they're saying Sri Krishna is the Bhuta. He is the living place of all the Bhutas, and he himself is Bhuta. Bhuta also means the past tense. One who always was is called also called Bhut. Bhut also means past tense, and Bhuta, as Krishna is Bhuta, means he always was. Hey Bhut Atma, we are offering obeisances unto you, they are saying. Means you were there before the five material elements were made. There was such a time when there was nothing except Narayan. In the creation, there was no creation, there was only Narayan. Not even the sky, air, etc. Nothing. But Narayan was there. So he is called Bhuta. One who always was. How is that? Because he is par. He is beyond. Par means karan. He is the cause of all causes. He is the cause of the five material elements. And he is the cause of the birth of all living entities. And he himself has no cause. This is the definition of Paramatma. Paramatma means such a person who is not born from anyone. He always was. Paramatma. And you are Bhagavan. You are complete with all the six opulence in unlimited amount. We offer our obeisances unto you. In this way, all these slokas, that the prayers of the Nagapatnis, have very deep philosophical meaning. And now they're saying, how is it that he is the karana, cause of everything, and no one is his cause? To make this clear, they're speaking the next shloka, chapter 16, text 40. Shri Krishna is complete with jnana and vijnana. He is the nidhi. Where an item is kept, it's called nidhi, nidhan. So all the jnana and vijnana, knowledge and the science, is complete in Shri Krishna. Everything is in him. It hasn't come from anywhere. This is his swarup. It is his swarup that he is effulgent. The sun has effulgence. This is not coming from. This effulgence and the heat coming from the sun planet, it is not sent from the earth planet. It is not that the gasoline is sent from the earth through some lift or something constantly put in the sun planet that he is giving heat and light. This is his natural tej. In this way, the Lord is naturally full of jnana and vijnana. Jnana means knowledge and experience. Spiritual energy. He is the nidhi of all the both of these things. Now at this point, it is there is a need to describe what is spiritual potency and all these words to be explained more. The ordinary knowledge is called jnan, and special knowledge is called vijnan. The modern language, what they call vijnan as science, is actually ignorance. This is not vijnan. Just suppose somebody new comes to this temple and comes and starts measuring the length and width of the temple. He starts to measure everything and he starts to weigh the table, etc. Then he will say, if he says, I have knowledge of this temple, I know everything, length, breadth, I know the weight of everything in it. But if that foolish person does not know who this temple belongs, whose temple it is, why it is made, and it's possible that because of that jnana, the knowledge of having all those measurements and weighing everything in the temple, he can even go to the prison house.
इस ज्ञान से मुक्त नहीं होगा.
He will not become free from this kind of ज्ञान.
तुम क्यों नाप रहे थे? ये भी वस्तु इधर उधर क्यों हटा दिए?
Somebody might come and complain, why were you measuring everything? Why are you lifting everything and moving here and there?
लेकिन वो ये जान जाए कि यह मंदिर है, इस कान का है, प्रभुपाद जी इसके संस्थापक आचार्य हैं.
But if he understand that this temple belongs to ISKCON, Prabhupada is the founder acharya, his deities, the temple is there to worship the deities, to offer obeisances, then it will be called that this is vigyan. This is gyan. And that person, when he takes up the process of Krishna consciousness, and that will be called vigyan.
आजकल के जी को विज्ञानी कहा जाता है, वैज्ञानिक कहा जाता है, यहाँ की वस्तुओं के गुण धर्म का अध्ययन करते हैं.
Those who are called scientists or vaigyanik, vigyan persons, they study the things of this world. But they do not understand who it belongs to. And they know everything, but they don't know who it's coming from. This is the greatest ignorance.
जितना भी ज्ञान होता है या अनुभव होता है किसी को, सब कृष्ण से आता है.
As much knowledge and experience one has, it comes from Krishna. Matta smritir
gyanamcha. अनंत शक्ति.
श्री कृष्ण has अनंत unlimited शक्तिस.
असीम शक्तियाँ. समस्त शक्तियों के निधान.
He is the Nidhan of all the energies.
Shakti ka artha utpadan hota hai.
Shakti means, energies means the products.
Jaise gai ki teen shakti hai.
Just like the cow has three energies, three products.
Gobar nikalta hai,
cow
nikalta hai, doodh nikalta hai.
Cow dung, cow urine and milk.
गाय की शक्ति कहते हैं संस्कृत.
These are in Sanskrit, it's called the cow's shaktis.
शक्ति का बल नहीं होता है.
शक्ति doesn't mean the muscular strength.
शक्ति का उत्पादन होता है.
Means what it produces.
एक गाय से तीन तीन शक्तियां निकलती
हैं. One cow gives three kinds of shaktis. गोबर शक्ति, गोमूत्र शक्ति and milk शक्ति.
श्री कृष्ण ऐसे हैं कि इनसे अनंत अनंत शक्तियां निकलती
हैं. श्री कृष्ण इज सच दैट ही इज गिविंग आउट अनलिमिटेड काइंड्स ऑफ शक्तिस.
जीव कितने हो रहते हैं.
एंड ही रिमेन्स द सेम.
वजन में, साइज में, ज्ञान में कोई अंतर नहीं होता है.
दिस डज नॉट मेक एनी डिफरेंस टू हिज साइज, हिज वेट, हिज ज्ञान.
भागवत में आप लोग पढ़े होंगे कि स्यमंतक मणि द्वारका में एक मणि था.
You might have heard in Bhagavatam, in Dwarka, there was a gem called Shyamantaka gem, which used to give 85 kilos of gold every day. And that money, that jewel, used to remain the same. Its weight, its shape was exactly the same every day. Never used to reduce. Wherever it was worshipped, it used to give so much. It used to give out so much gold. He has three kinds of shaktis. चित शक्ति, माया शक्ति एंड जीवा शक्ति.
और इन तीनों शक्तियों के फिर कई कई भेद होते हैं.
एंड दीज थ्री शक्तिज आर अगेन डिवाइडेड इन सो मेनी.
जैसे माया शक्ति है, माया शक्ति के तीन भेद है.
जस्ट लाइक माया शक्ति हैज थ्री पार्ट्स.
सतगुण, रजोगुण और तमोगुण.
द थ्री गुणस, सतगुण, रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण.
तीनों को मिला करके जो चीज बनती है तो उनके भी अनंत भेद हो जाते हैं.
एंड दीज थ्री गुणस together they make so many things, and they themselves make so many other things.
पृथ्वी एक शक्ति है भगवान की.
जस्ट लाइक द अर्थ इट इज अ शक्ति ऑफ द लॉर्ड.
लेकिन पृथ्वी के भी कई भेद हैं. लाल पीला हरा नीला.
एंड पृथ्वी द अर्थ इटसेल्फ हैज सो मच वैरायटी रेड येलो ग्रीन ब्लू एटसेट्रा.
अनेक प्रकार के वृक्ष अनेक प्रकार के फल.
सो मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ ट्रीज सो मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ फ्रूट्स.
प्रकार की वस्तुएं निकल रही
हैं. सो मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स आर कमिंग फ्रॉम द अर्थ.
पानी भी निकल रहा है धरती से जो हम लोग पी रहे हैं तो पेट्रोल भी निकल रहा है.
द वाटर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम द अर्थ दैट वी आर ड्रिंकिंग एंड द पेट्रोल इज ऑल्सो कमिंग फ्रॉम द अर्थ.
धरती से निकल रहा है.
ऑल इज कमिंग फ्रॉम द अर्थ.
और भगवान ने सारा पेट्रोल दे दिया अरब वालों को.
एंड द लॉर्ड हैज गिवन ऑल द पेट्रोल टू द अरबिक पीपल.
वहीं भर दिए.
He has filled their land. Just like we get water, they get petrol there. Whatever it is, the earth is giving so many unlimited energies in this way. This same earth, if you plant sugar cane, it will pull out a sweet juice from the earth.
मिर्च लगाइए तो तीता खींचे.
एंड इफ यू प्लांट चिली इट विल पुल आउट हॉट टेस्ट.
खट्टा खींचेगा. पृथ्वी में आना.
पुट लेमन ट्री यू विल गेट साउर टेस्ट. द अर्थ हैज अनलिमिटेड टेस्ट.
अनंत शक्ति का.
इट इज कॉल्ड द अनंत शक्ति अनलिमिटेड शक्तिज ऑफ द अर्थ.
गंगा शक्ति के द्वारा बनाए हुए पृथ्वी में इतनी विशेषता है तो फिर भगवान.
When the earth made by the Lord has so many unlimited shaktis, then the Supreme Lord who has made the earth, how much more shaktis he should have? He is devoid of the three material gunas, but he is complete with the spiritual gunas. He does not touch the material three modes of material nature. Now they are saying that you are free from vikaras.
Do prakar ke vikar hai. Sharirik vikar.
Is there anybody who can say that I was born, I remember I was born at that time? A person is born, but others write down his time of birth.
Baad mein dusre log batate hain likhe hain, to hum yaad nahi likhenge.
In the same way, date of expiry is also written, but we don't write that.
Hum log usko nahi likhenge maran date. दूसरे लोग लिखे.
अदर्स वुड राइट.
है ना, ये सत्य है.
दिस इज
जन्म और मरण के काल के अंदर.
दिस इज द ट्रूथ. सो वी आर कंट्रोल्ड बाय द टाइम फैक्टर.
इसको काल परिच्छिन्न कहते हैं.
दिस इज कॉल्ड काल परिच्छिन्न.
समय के अंदर.
वन ही इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय टाइम.
हमारे जैसे शरीर समय के अंदर है. एक समय में जन्म लिया दूसरे समय में समाप्त हो गया. काल तो अनंत है.
Just like our body is controlled by time, it is born at a certain time and it dies at a certain time. But the time itself is unlimited, eternal.
लेकिन उस अनंत काल में हमारा जो समय था वो सीमित परिच्छिन्न काल परिच्छिन्न. लेकिन भगवान श्री कृष्ण इस तरह से नहीं है.
But Lord Shri Krishna is not like that.
वो केवल एक काल विशेष में प्रकट भर होते हैं.
He only appears in the time factor. He only appears in time.
परंतु उनका वो देह या उनका स्वरूप उनका धन जो कुछ भी पहले से ही था.
But his body, his स्वरूप, his wealth, it always was.
उस दिन बना नहीं.
It's not that it came on the day he appeared.
तो वो कभी समाप्त होने वाला.
It is never born and it will never finish.
एक ये है कि वो स्वयं ही काल.
It has another meaning that he himself is the time factor.
काल नाभ है. नाभ का अर्थ होता है आश्रय. काल शक्ति के वही आश्रय है, वही काल है. और काला वयो साक्षी है. काल के एक एक अंग के साक्षी. काल के अवयव. काल के
एंड ही इज काला वयो साक्षी. इधर से
अंग के साक्षी.
ही इज द विटनेस ऑफ टाइम.
काल के अवयव कुछ होते हैं. अवयव का अर्थ होता है अंग. श्रीमद् भागवतम में क्या है.
काल टाइम फैक्टर्स हैव सम अवयव. अवयव इट इज द अंगस ऑफ काल.
सबसे भारी श्रेय स्कंध में 12 में.
इन द थर्ड कैंटो 12th चैप्टर in Srimad Bhagavatam, the different parts of the time factor is described.
सबसे भारी यूनिट जो है काल का वो है द्विपरार्ध ब्रह्मा जी की होल आयु.
The greatest the time factor is Lord Brahma's age.
उनका जो समस्त जीवन है वो सबसे बड़ी इकाई है काल की.
His whole span of his lifetime is the greatest measurement of the time factor.
और सबसे छोटी इकाई है
And the smallest and the smallest measurement of the time factor is
त्रुटि. जो हम लोग नापते हैं काल के इकाई को तो आजकल
just like when we measure the time
finest इकाई सेकंड है ना सेकंड से कम गिनती नहीं है.
The finest the smallest measurement is a second and there's I think there's nothing smaller than a second.
उससे कोई कम गिनती रखे नहीं रखे सबसे स्मॉलेस्ट यूनिट काल का है सेकंड. लेकिन शायद प्रभुपाद जी कहीं लिखे
सो इन आवर वैदिक मैथ प्रभुपाद हैज रिटन समवेयर
और जगह कई सेकंड का एक लॉग होता है कई लॉग
हाँ. वन सेकंड इज मेड फ्रॉम Many laws. So a second is again broken into so many small pieces. Such a fine science it is.
Vedic vigyan.
The Vedic science.
Chhota se chhota avayav aur bada se bada avayav sab ke Krishna sakshi.
Smallest unit of time, which is a law, many fractions of second, and the largest unit of time, Lord Brahma's. Lifespan Shri Krishna is the witness of everything.
बात है कि छोटे समय में भी जो जो घटना हुई है कहीं भी और जो जो घटना होगी अनंत काल.
In other words, in such a small time factor as a law, smaller than a second, whatever things have happened in the past with any living entity and whatever will happen in the future.
एक एक second तक.
He is the witness of all.
पक्ष में महीना में आयन में छह महीने का एक आयन होता है इसमें जो भी घटना घट चुकी है और दुपरार्ध तक या
and all the incidents that will happen till the end of time.
पक्ष में महीना में आयन में छह महीने का एक आयन होता है
इन अ ईयर
जो भी घटना घट चुकी है जो भी घटेगी
इन मंथ
सबके कृष्ण साक्षी है सब जानते हैं
इन डेज सेकंड्स whatever has happened and whatever will happen in the past or future for every living entity Krishna knows everything. This is his opulence. And if you ask a human being, he will not even be able to remember what happened at the such and such year at time. And what to speak of second and fractions of a second, what happened at certain second and fraction of the second. What he can tell. Is there someone with that kind of brain? Nobody can tell.
जीवन में जिस जोश में देखा है रियली सेकंड में देखा है वर्ष में देखा है महीना में देखा है लेकिन अब नहीं बता सकते.
Whatever he has seen in his life in a year, six months, month, day, he cannot remember and tell.
और वो भी देखा है थोड़ा देखा है सबके कर्मों को थोड़े देखा है.
And even if he has seen very little. He has not seen the karmas of every living entity. There are so many living entities, each mosquito, what's in his mind, every little mouse, what's in his heart, tree, and on what second, which second, who was thinking what, one, when a person will blink, when he will take birth, when he will die, when he will walk. Krishna knows everything. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Veda ham samatitani. Krishna says, aham Veda, Veda ham. I know the Vedas. What? Samatitani, atit ani. Atit means past. Whatever has happened. I know all. Vartmanani charjuna. I know Vartman, the present also.
Vartman mein jo kuch ho raha hai, sab mein janta. Ek ek prani ke hirday mein kya vichar uth raha hai, wo bhi jana hai.
At the very present time, what's happening with every living entity, what kind of thoughts are arising in every living entity, I am knowing. And bhavishyani cha bhutani. Bhavishya means the future tense. And in the future, what everyone will do, I know all of it. I alone know all the living entities, and all the living entities together do not know me. And you see today, the Lord knows everyone, but everyone does not know God. And because of the ignorance of not knowing, they say he does not have a form. They're simply showing their ignorance. They will not say that they don't. They will not say, admit that they do not know. They will just say he has no form. This is a very great mistake. Lord says himself in the Bhagavad Gita, I know everyone and no one knows me. In one way he is showing his sorrow. Demigods do not know him. The demons do not know him. Then what to speak of humans?
Arjun कहते हैं कि आपके व्यक्तित्व को, आपके personality को देवता तक नहीं जानते हैं.
Arjuna says, your personality, even the demigods do not know. Demons do not know. Then what to speak of humans? Humans are very low on the scale. The lowest actually. Even compared to the humans, the demons are much higher. They are more educated. They know the Supreme Lord. Maybe they are his enemies, but they know him. But the humans don't even know what is God. This sect, that religion, this panth, that panth, Mayavad, impersonal, they're ruling the religious world. They don't know. Whenever you read the scriptures glorifying Krishna, it is said, even the demigods and the demons are not able to know him. What to speak of humans? Human being is actually a very low creature. The demigods, when they have meetings in their planets, in the heavenly planets, they feel very sorry for the human beings. So condemned they are. They feel very sorry for the humans. So fallen.
चाहते हैं कि हम भी मनुष्य हो जाते, भक्ति करते, लेकिन वो यह इच्छा उनके भीतर उदित होती है जो बहुत.
Sometimes they desire that I wish I was a human being, then I could do bhakti. But this desire only comes in the hearts of those demigods who are very great devotees. They think that what are we doing here? We're into so much management of the world.
संसार को चलाने में हम भी बल्कि इस मैनेजमेंट से बाहर जाकर के उस छोड़ करके जाकर.
We wish we could be free from this management, give it up, take birth on in Bharat Bhumi.
भूमि में जन्म लेकर भगवान का भजन.
And do Krishna's bhajan.
और देवता आदि भी अमेरिका आदि में जन्म लेने के लिए नहीं तरसते.
Even the demigods, they never. Long to take birth in America. They long to take birth in the holy place of Bharatvarsh. But those are the great devotees. They desire like this because they have desire to perform devotional service. But in the demigod society, the humans are considered very low class. They do not, when they come down, when they used to come down, they would not even put their feet on the earth. From their point of view, the earth is so contaminated that they do not put their feet on it. On her, they are staying in the air. They have a very high standard.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण सबके गतिविधि को जानते हैं. एक व्यक्ति सबके आवश्यकता की पूर्ति करता है.
So the Supreme Lord knows the hearts of every living entity. One person, only one person, he can fulfill the desires and needs of all living entities.
सबकी इच्छा को जान रहा है अनादि काल से अनंत.
Since time immemorial, he knows every living entity's desire.
याद है उनको.
He remembers everything.
ऐसा एक बार नहीं इस बात को कहा तो भक्त कारी बात.
One time, when I was mentioning this, one devotee said.
भगवान का दिमाग फट जाएगा ऐसा.
He said, "Oh my God, Krishna's brain must blow up having so much in his mind."
दिमाग फट जाए. इतनी बात कैसे याद रख.
How he can remember so much of past, present and future and so many living entities. His brain must get so stressed out.
तो अपने समाज समझ रहा है.
Because he is thinking Krishna to be like himself.
भारतवर्ष का एक लड़का था ऐसे कहा.
There was one boy in India, he told me.
इतनी बात भगवान याद रखते हैं अनादि काल से.
So much Krishna, so many things Krishna remembers since time immemorial.
सब कुछ. सब उपनिषद में कहा गया एको बहु नाम यो विदधाति काम.
In Shri Ishopanishad it is said एको बहु नाम यो विदधातु काम.
एक व्यक्ति बहु नाम बहुत लोगों के.
One person बहु नाम.
विदधाति उनके भोगों को जुटा रहा है दे रहा है खाने.
For all the living entities, he is giving them their needs.
शरीर भी बनाया और शरीर से भोगे जाने वाले वस्तु भी वही.
He makes their bodies and he gives them things that he needs and wants to enjoy with his bodies.
और जो खा पी रहे वो भी हम नहीं बनाए.
We have not made anything, even what we eating and drinking, even that we have not made.
है कि नहीं? शरीर हम अपने से नहीं करें. यहाँ तक कि माता पिता भी ये शरीर बनाए नहीं है.
वी हैव नॉट मेड आवर बॉडी आवर सेल्व. इवन आवर पेरेंट्स हैव नॉट मेड आवर बॉडी.
वो तो माँ के उदर में शरीर बनने लगता है. भगवान की ऐसी शक्ति है.
दिस इज द लॉर्ड्स शक्ति दैट इन द मदर्स वूम द बॉडी इज मेड टू डिवेलप.
बनता हूँ कोई जान बुझ कर थोड़ी बनाती.
शी डज नॉट हैव विद हर हैंड्स हर माइंड मेक्स.
जन्म लेता है तो क्या खाए
And when the baby takes birth, what he will eat, what he'll wear, that already the Lord makes before he is born. In the beginning, he does not have teeth. So in the mother's body itself, the Supreme Lord makes all arrangements for the baby's food in this wonderful milk, because he cannot eat anything. Therefore, Krishna, this is Krishna's arrangement. When the baby is born, he has given the milk bags for the mother. And when he grows up, then he starts to drink Coca-Cola, etc. That is another thing. Even that, whatever it is, even that is made by God. Water, etc., everyone Krishna is giving. Perhaps they spoil it and make into some other drinks like Coca-Cola. But all is given by God. The Lord wants that we drink in a pure way. Even water we should offer. But they do not want to. Now the man is drinking water from in the bottles bought from the stores. We read in this Krishna Leela that Krishna used to go and drink water from the waterfalls and the Jamuna. And now even water you have to go and buy in bottles. Actually, in India, water is more expensive. Drinking water is more expensive than diesel.
1 liter pani 12 rupees mein 10 rupees milta hai aur diesel 7-8 rupees.
1 liter water is 10 rupees and 1 liter diesel is 7-8 rupees.
Ha, ye dekhiye tamasha.
See this joke. So the Lord is providing everything, whether it's water, air, fire. Eko bahunam vidhatu. One person is maintaining everyone. Even today we are seeing, talking about in India, it can be true over here also.
Do mata pita 8-10 bachche ko posh dete hain.
You can see that two parents, mother and father, can bring up, take care of, or maintain 8 children, but 8 children together, they are not able to maintain mother, father. This has been seen. They were able to bring them up, educate them and everything. But when they get old, to maintain those two elderly patients, 8 children cannot do together. This has been seen. And the Supreme Lord alone is maintaining everyone. All the things that are very necessary for life, the Lord has made in great quantity, just like water. So if we are in great need of water, water is there. And then we need the air, so air is there. And those things that are not necessary, he has made in very small quantities. I am telling one true story. In Delhi, there was Rath Yatra coming out. So we were walking in Rath Yatra. So there, in Delhi, there is an old market. So we were walking ahead of the Rath.
और जगह लोग आरती कर रहे थे, देर कर रहे थे.
And they were doing. They were doing aarti, so we started walking ahead of the rath.
Dry fruits ki dukaane thi.
And both sides of the road were shops selling dry fruits.
बहुत भारी भारी दुकाने. तो हमने कहा.
Very big shops.
मैं तो चल रहा था साथ में, तो मैं कहा कि देखो भगवान कितना फल बनाए.
So a friend was walking with me, so I told him, just see, the Supreme Lord has made so much fruit.
कितना अच्छा अच्छा फल बनाए, कितना ज़्यादा ज़्यादा स्टॉक रखे हैं लोग. तो वो कहता है,
so much fruit, dried fruit is there, and the shops are keeping so much stock.
अरे तो कुछ भी नहीं है, तो माल गोदाम में इससे ज़्यादा रखे.
So he, my friend told me, oh, this is nothing. And they have their go down, their storage, they keep so much more in there.
दुकान में तो कम है, बहुत फल है ऐसा. तो मैं ये कह दिया कि बहुत भगवान फल बनाए हैं, ड्राई फ्रूट्स बनाए हैं. तो वो कह दिया कि
So I told him the Lord has made so much dry fruit. So he says, no, no, actually he didn't make so much dry fruit. If we give to everybody, they will only get very little, little.
भगवान मनुष्यों की तुलना में ड्राई फ्रूट्स बहुत कम बनाए. मेरे मुख से निकल गया कि इसलिए कम बनाए.
So I happen to just say, the reason that he didn't make so much of this, that means there is not so much need for this.
तो इस पर वो चिढ़ गया, कहा कि जरूरत नहीं है.
So he got a little angry with this. He says, what do you mean there is no need for this?
सबसे अच्छा अच्छा मेवा है, इसकी जरूरत क्यों नहीं, आप ऐसे क्यों कर रहे
हैं? He said, why do you say like that? This is such nice dry fruit and nuts. Why you say like we don't need it so much? I said no. If it was in the great need, then the Lord would have made in larger quantities. He says, why there is no need? People eat this and they will get more strong and healthy. By then there was one bullock cart came, and there were two very strong bulls were tied to these bullock carts.
तो मैं कहा कि काजू किशमिश खाने से आदमी स्वस्थ होता है, तो कहा क्यों नहीं?
So I said, by eating cashews and raisins and dry fruit, a man becomes healthy. He said, why not? So I asked him, these two bullocks, how much cashews and dry fruit do they eat? Have they eaten cashews and dry fruit and nuts and they're pulling these carts? This is not such a necessary thing to survive.
आदमी चाहे तो साधारण भोजन करके बहुत स्वस्थ रहेगा.
इफ अ मैन वॉन्ट्स ही कैन लिव वेरी सिंपली, ही कैन ईट वेरी सिंपल फूड एंड ही कैन बी वेरी हेल्थी.
हमने देखा है अफ्रीका में, अफ्रीका में लोग, काले काले लोग बहुत सिंपल भोजन करते हैं.
आई हैव सीन इन अफ्रीका द अफ्रीकन नेटिव्स, दे ईट वेरी सिंपली.
मकई का भात खाते हैं, क्या क्या केवल नमक डाल करके, और भारतीयों से ज्यादा स्वस्थ.
दे ईट राइस मेड फ्रॉम कॉर्न विद जस्ट सम सॉल्ट ऑन इट एंड सम सिंपल फूड एंड दे आर मोर हेल्थी देन द इंडियंस.
कहीं कहीं तो हम देखें भारतीय और उनमें इतना अंतर, अगर वे ट्रैक्टर हैं तो ये मारुति कार हैं, एक धक्का में खत्म हो जाएंगे, है कि नहीं? इतना
देयर इज सो मच डिफरेंस. द अफ्रीकन्स दे ईट सो सिंपल, इफ दे आर लाइक ट्रैक्टर्स then the Indians are like small old cars.
Bhartiya log masala khate khate apni aankh tod dete.
The Indians, they eat so much spicy food that they spoil the intestines.
Bahut masala khate.
They eat too much spices.
To jo kuch bhi ho, Bhagwan ne un vastuon ko bahut banaye hain jinki bahut zarurat.
Whatever it is, the Lord has made those things in the large quantities which we need a lot.
Aur jiski zarurat kam hai usko kam banaya.
And those things we need in small quantities, he's made them in small quantities.
प्रत्यक्ष देखा जा सकता है.
वी कैन सी दैट.
लेकिन मनुष्य उन वस्तुओं को खाता है तो नेचुरल रूप में नहीं खाता है, कुछ न कुछ विकार करके खा रहा है.
बट व्हेन द मैन ईट्स दोज फूड्स that he is given, he does not eat them like he is supposed to. He spoils them in some way and then he eats.
Ek sannyasi ke bhat varas mein kehte the sharab ka arth hai sada hua aap, aap mane pani.
One sannyasi in India, he says sharab. Sharab is a Hindi word for wine. Sharab means the ab means water and shara means spoiled. शराब means spoiled water.
पानी को सड़ा करके पीते.
When they let the water rot and drink that शराब.
आखिर पी रहे लेकिन उसको सड़ा करके.
After all they're drinking from what ingredients God has made, but they're spoiling it and drinking.
पता नहीं कई दिन का पानी किधर का कौन पैक किया कैसे रखा हुआ है, विश्वास करके पी लेते हैं.
We don't know how old the bottled water is and what kind of water, but we put our faith in it and we drink those bottled water.
और शराब पीने वाले खूब अपना पक्ष उन्नत करते हैं. ये कहते हैं.
And those who drink wine, they are really making advancement towards hell. One time I told one man that you should not drink intoxication. And one Mataji, my disciple was there.
तो उसके पति शराब पीते हैं, अभी भी पीते हैं.
Her husband used to drink alcohol, and he still does.
हमसे बताएं कि महाराज उनको समझा दीजिए वो शराब छोड़.
She said to me, Maharaj, please, Guru Maharaj, please tell my husband give up drinking this intoxication.
मैं गया उनके पास. तो अलमारी से शराब निकाल करके.
So I went to him and he took his bottle of wine from his cupboard.
कहते हैं स्वामी जी आप जो आए हैं हमारा शराब छुड़ाने के लिए.
He said, Swami ji, so you've come to my house to tell me not to drink?
तो मैं शराब नहीं पीता हूँ. नहीं वो कहे कि हाँ मैं शराब पीता हूँ.
And yes, I drink wine.
शराब मैं पीता हूँ, शराब मुझको नहीं पीती है.
He says, I drink wine. Wine does not drink me.
हमको उल्टे समझाने. कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जो.
He was trying to preach to me, opposite.
शराब पीती है, वे शराब नहीं पीते हैं.
He was trying to preach to me, I do not drink wine. Wine drinks me.
अगर ऐसे था कि कुछ लोग शराब के बस में हो जाते हैं. और मैं बस में नहीं.
In other words, he's trying to say that some people are overcome by the effects of wine, but I am not affected by it.
मैं पीता हूँ शराब को, शराब मुझको नहीं पीती है.
I drink wine, but it doesn't affect me.
यदि 10 दिन मुझे इच्छा नहीं करेगी मैं नहीं पीऊंगा.
If 10 days I don't feel like it, I won't drink.
लेकिन उनको जाकर के समझाइए जिनको शराब पी रही है.
But Swamiji, you go and tell those people who drink and then they're affected by it.
और एक शायर गाए, शायर सुनाए, वो कहे कौन कहता है कि शराब में नशा है, कौन कहता.
Then he started chanting one, singing one poem to me, which goes like this: Who says that there is intoxication in wine?
शराब में कौन कहता है नशा है? अगर शराब में नशा होता है
It says that who says there is intoxication in wine? If there was intoxication in wine, then these bottles would also be dancing. There is intoxication in man, not in the wine. If there was in wine, the bottles would be jumping. The bottle will be jumping, falling, cursing. He was telling me like this. He was saying, teaching me, you should drink alcohol, you should drink in very small quantity, then it will not affect you. But he did not give up. In this way, whatever it is, the Lord is witness of every moment for every living entity.
Samvatsar ke ya kalp ke, mahakalp ke.
Whether samvatsara, kalpa, mahakalpa. Whatever incidents have happened or will happen, He knows everything.
और उसके दृष्टा हैं, इतने उन कालों में प्रकट हुए हैं, सब किए हैं, लेकिन फंसे नहीं हैं.
And He is the seer. He is the cause of everything, but He is not entangled in it.
हम लोग तो फंस जाते हैं.
We are entangled in it.
जिस काल में कोई काम करते हैं, तो मेरा है, ये है, वो है.
If we do some work, then we get become entangled. I did it, it's mine, this, that.
साक्षी मात्र नहीं रहते हैं.
We don't just remain as a witness.
इससे हो जाते हैं, फंस जाते हैं.
We become totally entangled in it.
भगवान फंसते नहीं.
The Lord does not become entangled. So many times He has made the creation and annihilated, but He is totally unaffected. Neither He has any sorrow, nor He has any pride that I am the doer. So He is Vishwa Sarup, Vishwa Drishta, Vishwa Karta and Vishwa Karana. Everything is coming from Him. He is seeing everything, He is doing everything. In this way, each of these shlokas given by the Nagapatnis are to be considered very deeply. In fact, just one word from each of these verses is enough for one whole day of katha. To understand. Sometimes I have spoken one verse in the whole sitting because the devotees they ask, please say, talk more about this shloka. And I also enjoy very much to remember the Lord's qualities. And if further you more read more, it is the same His gunas, His qualities. Then again they are saying the same thing. Next sloka.
पंच महाभूत के और शब्द रूप रस आदि मात्राओं के इंद्रियों के प्राण के मन बुद्धि भूत मन रस आदि मात्राओं के इंद्रियों के प्राण
द फाइव मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स एंड इंद्रियस एंड प्राण
मन बुद्धि
माइंड इंटेलिजेंस
आप ही चेतनता है आत्मा
यू आर द आत्मा यू आर द गिवर ऑफ द कॉन्शियसनेस Just like this Panch Mahabhutas, the five material elements are dead matter. But the Lord gives life to it and they are able to do work. Otherwise, these are dead matter. In the same way, Rup, Ras, Gandha, etc. also their material, form, taste, smell, etc. The mind, intelligence, all these is material.
Inert matter.
They are all inert matter.
And
you give consciousness to all these things. Therefore, He is called Atma, the giver of Gyan, the giver of knowledge. The false ego that I am this body, the real knowledge of the living entity is covered. My dear Lord, you whose Maya Shakti has covered the living entities of their real knowledge. Such a Lord, we offer you our obeisances. Actually, the living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna, Nitya Krishna Das, but at this moment, the situation is that the living entity's knowledge and its Krishna consciousness is not is covered. The living entity is covered with material consciousness and he has no attraction or love for Krishna. But because of your Maya Shakti, unlimited living entities, their love for you is covered. It is avrit. It is just covered. How it will become uncovered? By hearing. Says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Krishna Shuddha Prem Sadhya Kabhu Na, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how strong is the Lord's Maya Shakti that the unlimited living entities, she covers their original knowledge, original Gyan and love for you. We can easily understand this, just like at night time when we go to sleep.
So Nidra is Bhagavan's ki ek shakti hai.
So this sleep, Nidra, is also a Shakti of the Lord.
Ya Devi Sarvabhutesu Nidra Rupena Tishta Vartate. Nidra Bhagavan ki ek shakti hai jo sabhi jeevon ko sulata.
Nidra is an energy of the Lord who puts all living entity to sleep.
Jab hum so jate hain to us samay din mein hamari jo yogyata hoti hai likhne padhne kaam karne ko sab.
When we go to sleep, our ability that we do in the day, all the work we do, writing, working, reading, all goes to sleep. Until we are awakened from the Nidra, from sleep, we will not be able to really do our original work. Lord's Maya Shakti has covered the living entity's intelligence.
Maya ki aise mahima hai, aise Prabhu ko hum namaskar kar rahe.
These are the glories of Maya Shakti, whose Lord you are, we offer you our obeisances.
Namaskar kar rahe. Abhi aadha ghanta hai na.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, हम लोगों को तो कुछ समय है. आजकल तो लोग कहते हैं, I have no time. बिल्कुल time नहीं.
Since we have very little time, that I cannot describe the prayers of the Nagpatnis in a very... So I am going to describe these Nagpatni Stuti in a very summarized way.
नाना वादानुरोधाय वाच्य वाचक शक्तये. ऊपर के श्लोक में
हे अनंत, वी ऑफर यू आवर ऑबेसेंसेस. इन द प्रीवियस श्लोकस दे वर सेइंग that all living entities are covered of their original constitution and everyone is considering their body to be the self, and this is called triguna abhimanena.
Tin prakar ka ahankar hota hai, rajas ahankar.
There is three kinds of ego, ahankar, rajas, tamas and sattvik.
प्रत्येक जीव यहाँ अहंकार में है. अहंकार का अर्थ है अपने स्वरूप से भिन्न.
एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी हियर इज हैज अ मटेरियल फॉल्स ईगो. मीन्स
आत्मभावना करते हैं, आत्मबुद्धि.
ही डज नॉट
अहंकार
सी दैट ही इज द स्पिरिट सोल. ही कंसीडर्स ही हिमसेल्फ टू बी द बॉडी. दिस इज कॉल्ड अहंकार. बट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ही इज कंप्लीटली satisfy within himself. And his swarup is never touched by Maya. Therefore he is called Ananta.
Ananta param mahate, jinka gyan bal.
Ananta param mahate, whose gyan, beauties, wisdom, mercy, etc. never comes to an end. This is called Anant. There is no end to it. Other living entities, whatever they have, comes to an end. Just like the body, one day it is born and then it comes to an end and it dies. Wealth also that the humans they may have, or even the demigods, one day it comes to an end. The power of memory and the power of the senses becomes less. But the Lord is Ananta. All his gunas, the quality and the quantity is always the same.
Sukshmaya, is karan se visukshma. Sukshma ka arth.
And sukshmaya, because of this, he is sukshma.
Prakrit niyam se, prakrit standard se Bhagwan ko nahi samjha ja sakta.
That means that from the material standard, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Just like in this world, you see, there are so many things. That you have to put a thing on a meter or a computer and it tells you it is right. Just like in the store, grocery store, when you buy things, it all goes on the cash counter and on the computer it tells you what each item was. There is a standard, it is the price is written and it comes up on the computer.
लेकिन भगवान को किसी भी प्राकृत स्टैंडर्ड से नापा नहीं जा सकता.
बट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कैन नॉट बी मेजर्ड बाय एनी मटेरियल मेजरमेंट.
नहीं जा सकता. यही कारण है कि लोग भगवान को निराकार कह देते हैं.
एंड दिस इज द रीजन द पीपल दे कंसीडर दे कम टू कंक्लूजन दैट द लॉर्ड इज इम्पर्सनल और हैज नो फॉर्म.
अलक्ष कह देते, अलग कह देते.
इट्स कॉल्ड अलक्ष.
पूछा जाता है इंडिया में कि भगवान कैसा, तो पर वो तो अलग है, उसको कोई लख नहीं सकता.
इफ यू आस्क पीपल इन इंडिया व्हाट डज गॉड लुक लाइक, ओ ही इज अलग अलग, नोबडी कैन नो हिम.
अलग तुम्हारे लिए है कि सबके लिए अलग है?
अलग फॉर यू और फॉर एवरीबॉडी.
जिनकी दृष्टि भक्ति से श्रेष्ठ हो जाती है उनको तो भगवान दिखाई
देते हैं. One whose sight is purified by bhakti, he can see the Lord.
उनसे बातें करते हैं, झूला झूलते हैं.
They talk to the Lord, they swing with the Lord.
वाहन देकर चलते हैं, खाते हैं.
They walk with him arm in arm, they eat with him, they talk with him.
भक्तों के घर से माखन चुराते हैं, बस चुराते.
With the devotee's home, he steals butter, he steals clothes.
निराकार और अलग नहीं.
He is not impersonal, alak or without form.
लेकिन प्राकृत बुद्धि से, प्राकृत माप से भगवान को नहीं समझाया सकता.
But with ordinary material measurement, material mind, one cannot measure Krishna or understand him.
जैसे भगवान के मुख की तुलना करते हैं बदनाम कुछ चरण की मदद चरणारविंद.
Just like his face is compared to the lotus flower, his lotus feet is compared to charanambuj. This is just a way of comparing to give us an idea.
Kamal sabse adhik sundar vastu hai, isliye uske upma di jati hai.
The lotus flower is the most beautiful in this world, therefore his form is compared to the lotus flower. The Lord's form and the Lord's eyes and lotus feet, it is millions of times more beautiful than the lotus petal. But what to do? In this world there is nothing more beautiful than the lotus petals to compare the Lord's form. But it is not the real comparison. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written in his Madhurya Kadambini that the time when the devotee sees directly Lord Shri Krishna, at that time he asks Krishna for forgiveness, he cries bitterly, and he says, I am so sorry Lord, I have compared your eyes and your lotus, your feet with the lotus petals. Please forgive me, I have made a big offense. At that time he begs the Lord in this way. Actually the Lord here is called Sukshma.
Sukshma
means something so tiny, so small that we cannot see with our eyes. We cannot see with our ears. Sukshma means one that cannot be measured by material calculations. Sukshma does not necessarily mean small like an atom or a germ. Sukshma means very difficult to understand, immeasurable, beyond this material nature.
और निर्विकार, इसकी व्याख्या हो चुकी थी. अर्थात सब प्रकार की कला.
विपश्चित. विपश्चित means विद्वान, expert in all kinds of arts and learning.
निपुणता के गुरु हैं भगवान.
He is the guru of all the arts and knowledge in this world is coming from him. He has taught.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण के इस प्रकट लीला में देखा गया है कि कई ऐसे गुण हैं जो किसी से सीखने नहीं गए.
In the Lord's prakat lila, we have seen, it is seen that there is so many arts and learning that he did not go to anyone to learn.
Bansuri vadan,
just like the playing of his flute.
Music school mein nahi gaya.
To learn to play flute, he did not go to any kind of music school.
Bansuri uthaya aur bajaya to sabse adhik sundar
bajaya. He picked up the flute and he started playing and he was the best flute player.
Kahin training nahi liye.
He never went for training. He didn't learn from anybody. When he was Arjun's chariot driver, he did not go and get lessons how to be a chariot driver. In his himself, he is complete. This is called vipaschit. Means in all, he is complete in all the learnings. This sentence of Nagapatni's is really very important to be studied. Why there are so many different concepts about God? There are thousands of different conceptions, concepts. Some say Krishna, God is like that. Some says God is like this. Some say this person is Bhagwan, some say that person is Bhagwan. Some people, they call their guru Bhagwan, some even call their dog a Bhagwan. I have heard like this. At this place, I've heard that there was it was a winter time, cold winter time. A sadhu, he was sleeping and he had covered himself with very warm blankets. So his disciple came and he said, Guru Maharaj, two people have come to see you. He said, no, no, I cannot see anybody right now. I am with God. The servant said, you are with God? He said, yes, I am with God right now. I cannot come. So he asked, where did you find Bhagwan and how are you with Bhagwan? So he said, there were two babies born from a dog, a she-dog, and in the winter they were freezing. I have brought them and put them inside my blanket and I am sleeping. I have covered them with a blanket and I am serving them, keeping them warm because outside they will die because of the cold, very cold weather. He said, I cannot meet these two people, I am in seva of Bhagwan. In this way he said, this was printed. So all this conception of who is God, everyone has their own conception from their own mind. They all say, yes, we believe in God. And they all think that my intelligence, that my understanding is the best. I am perfect. Here I don't know, but in our country, in India, there were thousands and thousands of different sects. And everyone thinks that I know God very well. And among those, so many, they think that Hare Krishnas are crazy. Especially when they see that we shaved our head, they think there is something wrong with your head. Something wrong. with your brain. That you, in the West, sometimes they think like that, that you have these wooden beads and you put clay on your forehead. They ask sometimes. They often ask me about my dress and my tilak. And all most people, according to their society, they think their understanding of God is right. Here one time I went preaching to somebody's house, they had invited me. So when I sat down, they had a picture of Bhrigu Muni. I told them that Bhriguji is Lord Brahma's son. He is a devotee of the Lord. This Bhriguji, one time he went to test Lord Vishnu, whether he is God or not. And his conclusion is that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. So I asked them, why are you worshipping Bhriguji as the Supreme God? He said, because from generations he is worshipped in our family as God. So if from generation, if it's happening, who started it? You should worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. They said, no, Bhrigu Muni is Bhagwan. I wanted to preach to them about what the truth is, but they will not listen. They said, Swamiji, you have come to our house to take prasad. Please come take prasad. What we do, how we worship, who we think is God, please don't interfere. Whatever you think is right, but He is our God. Some houses you go and they have a picture of Bhagwan Dattatreya. And from some point of view, He may be the Supreme Lord. And in some houses you go, they have Sai Baba's picture and He is God. In different homes, there are different people, different personalities, their God. And some houses you go, they said, yes, we believe in God, but we believe that He doesn't have a form. So what is the reason for so many different sects? What is the cause? Nagpatnis, they say to the Lord that you are the reason, you are the cause of all this. You are sitting in everyone's heart. If somebody is thinking something without your sanction, how can it be?
Sri Krishna anumati dete hain, theek hai, ye mat chalu karo.
You must be giving them your permission. Yes, you can think like that. So, they're saying like that. Srila Prabhupada once said that there was once a battle going on in Germany or... another country. So both sides, they were praying to the Lord, please let us be victorious. So Prabhupada said, the Lord must be very confused. What should I do now?
किसको भेजते हैं और उसमें बोलते हैं कि कभी कभी कोई चोर है किसी के घर में चोरी करने जाता है
एंड देन
भगवान से विनय करता है कि
वन टाइम ही सेड समटाइम्स अ थीफ गोज टू स्टील इन समबडीज हाउस एंड ही प्रेज टू द लॉर्ड ओ माय डियर लॉर्ड